Oh, no worries, no worries. It's all good. I had never been so happy in my life to see a German Shepherd. When that one came through the wall, he dug his way in and found us. Never been as happy as I had been to see a dog. But everything's good. Yeah, I can talk about it now. It's all good. So, I'll tell you what, I'm going to jump off here. I think I've been on here long enough. I'm going to jump off here. I got to get to the bed. I've got some fellas coming over tomorrow. I got one more tree in the backyard. Neighbor's tree fell down. Took out our fence. We're going to come over in the morning, and we're going to get this tree knocked out. And I think that is the last little bit of damage I have left. And we're going to get that done. And so when the wife gets home from her church retreat tomorrow, it's cleaned up. Again, happy wife, happy life.
You have a great evening. Enjoy talking with you. And like I said, give me a call whenever you'd like, and we'll discuss that email, and we'll go from there. In the meantime, you have a wonderful day tomorrow. When the wife gets home, you know, be happy about it, and let her know that you're happy that she is there. That's always a good way to start. But appreciate you hanging in and talking with me this evening, and look forward to doing it again real soon. We'll say 73 for now. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4CRV clear, 73. Everybody have a good evening.
Good evening. We'll talk to you later. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KN4GPS.
4DZS, I think it was. Go ahead.
Kilo November 4, Golf Tango Foxtrot.
I corrected. I apologize for that.
It's this is the first time checking in. Been in this area for going on 22 years. Had my ham license for quite a while, but this is the first time really breaking into this. And this opportunity with everything going on, I figured I would actually talk to someone.
Well, welcome to the hobby. If you hadn't been on the radio much since you got your license, a KN call, gosh, you've had it for a while. Can I get your name?
Name's Will.
Where are you located there, Will? Are you in Greenville, Spartanburg, Simpsonville? Where are you at?
I am on the Greenville side of Landrum.
On the Greenville side of Landrum. I'm kind of familiar with that area up in there, but do appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you are doing well and staying safe. You have much damage up your way?
No, not too much where I'm at. We had several trees down on Highway 11 and 101, 14. And lots of damage to the power lines, but not particularly to my place or many of the houses around here.
Well, I'm glad you didn't have a whole lot of damage up that way. I've got a real good friend that lives over in Campobello. A tree fell on his son's truck and hurt him really bad. He had to have surgery, but he is doing well. So I know there was some damage over there, and some of it was bad.
Yes, sir. I'm sure there was in the areas that I couldn't see from the main highways. I know the wind was probably the worst thing to hear. You know, the flooding in the lower areas, but up here in the higher areas, it was a lot of wind and a lot of trees.
That's kind of the way it is over here. You know, we live on top of the hill in our neighborhood, and the folks in the backside down there, it goes down to the creek down there. It's George's Creek. It's a mess down in there, and some of those folks still don't have power. They've got the transformers that's laying in their front yard, and trees that have fallen across the power lines, and they still without power. Don't know when they'll get it back, but I did see the power trucks coming in today. So hopefully they'll get theirs back before too long in the next day or so. But you got to get them trees up and all that stuff so you can get the power lines back up and the transformers rehung.
There's a lot of people without power still. You know, we're praying for them and, you know, their safety. And you know, we were without power for 5 days, but that's nothing compared to people who are still without power trying to get by.
My hat's off to those folks that are out there working to get the power back. But, you know, I'm really blessed here at the house because we had a little damage, a little roof damage, but nothing major. That sort of thing. And my son came over to help me take care of that on Sunday. And we got that taken care of, got our power back on. But there's people in the neighborhood that have got trees that, you know, laying right through their kitchen. I've talked to this one family that, man and wife, they said that, you know, told me to come down and look at their place. And they had two pine trees, one across the, you know, across the house. One went, divided the kitchen in half. Had to, you know, like the stove and refrigerator on one side and the table and chairs on the other side.
And that's something. Seen a lot of trees in some really strange places and, you know, a lot of near misses to a lot of people. It's crazy what this weather can do.
Mother Nature is a force to be reckoned with, you know. You know, I'm glad that we don't, we can't control the weather. You know, you talk to people and you say, well, I wish it would rain, or I wish it was cooler, or I wish it was warmer, or, you know, who knows what. But I am so glad that we are not in charge of the weather. We really have it screwed up.
I can think that's probably pretty much true of anything that we're in control of.
Probably right there. I mean, you know, you put these people behind the wheel of an automobile and look at what we do with that. That's I'm glad we're not in control of the weather.
Well, I'm going to have to step away and go make sure the kids are actually staying in bed. Could I get your call sign and name again? I'm trying to do this out in my yard, standing on one foot with my hand in the air to get a signal.
Call sign is Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4DOS. A lot of people say disk operating system, but I say donkey on skates. A good friend of mine that's Sonic Key now gave me that. And so I keep that as, you know, tell people how to remember my call sign. And my name is Gary, Golf Alpha Romeo Yankee. Over.
KI4DOS, Gary, it's nice to meet you and talk with you this evening, and I hope to be on here more, and looking forward to checking into the local Blue Ridge, I think it's Blue Ridge, right?
Peter is 146.610. Peter is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. They have a monthly meeting coming up the 7th of October, which is just coming Monday, at 940 Grove Road at Red Cross Building. And if you know anything about the Greenville area, it's right there, right down the road from Prisma Hospital and right across the road from the new VA hospital. So if you go past the hospital, it'll be on your right at 940 Grove Road at the Red Cross Building. 7 o'clock is when the club meeting will start. And there are other clubs in the area. Over there a little closer to you, they've got the Greer Club, and I can't tell you when they meet because I don't know. I can look it up, or you can look it up. It's the Greer Amateur Radio Club, if you're interested. And then the Thumble Belt Club, that's on the, what is that, one, I want to say 145 330 machine or something like that up in Tryon. Yeah, 145-330 is their repeater, and they meet at the American Legion building in Tryon, and I think that's the third Thursday, if memory serves correctly, and don't rely on my memory for a lot of things, but I think that's when they meet. But that's just a couple of clubs that are close to you there, over.
I appreciate that information, and I'll check into them. Thank you.
You take care. Appreciate you hanging in there and talking with me a little bit this evening. If you have any problems with antennas or anything like that, come on here and get on the net and let us know, and there'll be some of us that can come over and maybe help you out a little bit. Getting an antenna put up, or who knows what, any way we can help you, just put the call out, and there'll be somebody that might be able to help you. Don't know that there will be, but I have found in most instances that if you put the call out, you'll find out you got friends that'll help you do all kinds of stuff as far as ham radio is concerned. But come back as often as you can, Will. We'd love to have you. You know that, I hope.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that, Gary. Hope you have a great night. We'll talk to you later. AM towards ETF out.
Well, 73 to you for now. Well, you have a great evening. We'll talk to you a little bit later. 73. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
Everybody who's still listening to the net, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Echo Foxtrot Tango, Shannon in Hendersonville. And I've just been listening, but I'm trying to turn in.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like, say good evening, KM4EFT. That's Miss Shannon up there in Hendersonville. Shannon, hope you are doing well, and I hope you get some rest there, young lady. I didn't realize it was after 11 o'clock already, but hey, we've had fun with it, and do appreciate you hanging around and checking in with us. Kids, or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Looks like that's going to round it up for this Saturday evening. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land that checked in with us tonight. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. And, folks, just for your information, since the repeater stuff is, or the pre-net check-in thing on the repeater's down, I can't get my net report electronically to the repeater, so I'll just give it to you verbally. We had a total of 48 check-ins tonight and 2 pieces of traffic. I appreciate each and every one of you. And again, come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.